What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Money back, early bird special, only $49.99 guaranteed. Join Mark Patrick's hypnosis seminar and lose the weight, stop smoking, feel great for only $49.99 guaranteed. Sunday, January 26th at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Wichita Airport in Wichita. Weight loss seminar, 11 a.m. Registration, 10:30 a.m. Stop smoking seminar, 2 p.m. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com. That's right, markpatrickseminars.com.
I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. Big trucks carry heavy loads, and so do their accident claims. At Patterson Legal Group, we lift the weight off your shoulders so you can focus on recovery. We'll work hard to ensure that you receive the compensation you deserve. We have a team of professionals experienced with big truck law, and we'll get to work on your case right away. In a wreck, need a check? Call Patterson Legal Group today.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 55000.
Mike Rowe here with a quick question. Have you noticed the musty smell in your home? I hope not, because damp smells mean that you could have a crawl space problem. That's where Groundworks comes in. They can honestly assess your situation and create a plan to waterproof your crawl space and get to the root cause of the problem. Schedule your free inspection at groundworks.com/row. And while you're there, check out my latest dirty job. It's a good one.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call America.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. It is time for some picks. We are glad that you are here with us. We've got a video stream running that you can always see on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. Glad to have that ability for you here, too. You can chime in there. You can leave your comments. We were talking about coaches, and Rick chimed in real quick. If you have a great quarterback, you need an offensive head coach. I think it helps, but I think Tom Brady and Bill Belichick would have something to say about that. But we'll get into that after we make these picks. We're going to pick all the playoff games for the NFL. We're going to pick the college football national championship. And we're going to have some fun while we're doing it, I think, because Tommy has results, and I'm not sure that's going to be fun. I don't even remember what happened last week. Tommy, what happened last week?
Look, I've been dreading going through this just because Paul Savage had a really good week, and he's sitting to my right, and I've got to hear him gloat for a while. Paul went 5-1 in the picks a week ago. He won the week, and he's back to being the leader in the clubhouse. He has he's 7 games over 500 at 62-55. And then from there, Jacob, you, me, and Brandon, the three of us were all 2-4. We came in second, tied 2-4 behind Paul's 5-1. And then bringing up the rear, the caboose, TJ, who had an opportunity to really put it away, and he didn't do it. He's now dropped down to second place behind Paul. TJ, you went 0-6 last week. What do you have to say for yourself?
Hey, Jacob knows about this. Yesterday, I was cutting some jalapeno peppers. I still have some nerve damage. So what that means is that I got the hot hand, and it's time to get it back today.
Yeah, that's one kind of hot hand. TJ's the Miami Dolphins of this pick segment.
What's the overall
lead? Postseason and fall apart.
The overall lead?
Yeah,
what you have?
What's my lead?
All right, so you have now a 2-game lead over TJ.
But here's the thing, TJ. Just like you, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to take my hat off to you because you're a man. Last week, you purposely said on this show, I'm not backing down. I'm not picking with Paul just so I can scoot through this thing and win a championship. You said, I'm playing. I'm playing full tilt. I'm going to do my best. And I respect that. You and I today, we're going toe-to-toe. I'm not going to coast and pick what you're picking just so I get this win. I'm not doing it that way. So, man, you did it for me last week. I'm doing it for you this week.
Well, awesome. We're not going to let you, Paul, because as we make picks, you get to go first, big fella.
On every pick?
You're not going to get – no, not on every pick, but on this first one.
Okay.
We'll take him in chronological order here, and let's start with the big one. Texans, 8.5 points on the road, Paul. Last time the Chiefs played them, they only beat them by 8. They get 8.5 this time. What do you think?
Boy, that was the one game I missed last week. You know something? I had a feeling last week because the thing is at least at Tommy and I, every time we were on the show, all through this season, we talked about the Texans, how they could win a Super Bowl. And Tommy goes, yeah, that's right. They're capable of winning, and they are capable of winning a Super Bowl. We saw that last weekend. So I'll tell you what, 8 points is a lot. It's at Arrowhead. 8 points. Boy, that just gives me pause. 8 points. 8 points. You know something?
Eight and a half.
Is it 8.5? Okay, I got 8. All right, 8.5. You know something? I think I'm going to go ahead and take the Texans. I think the Chiefs win. But I think the Texans cover.
Okay. You may get an island there. I'll be interested to see that. Yeah. I'll go next because we tied the rest of us basically, except TJ. He's in last. He can go last. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I got to tell you, I love the Chiefs in the matchup. I love everything about it. But that X factor will be assuming Joe Tooney and Jawan Taylor on those edges. Can they protect Mahomes the way they did the first time they played the Texans, or can that Texans defense do what it did against the Chargers? We'll find out. Otherwise, I think everything's coming up Chiefs here. I think they can win by 2 scores and cover that number. That's a lot of points for a playoff game, though. Tommy, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was 100% on the Chiefs and laying the points, and I still am. I'm going to take Kansas City. The only thing this morning that made me hesitate a little bit is that it does look like, according to Ian Rappaport, that Joe Mixon is going to play for the Texans. He had been questionable all week long, and that had been a little bit of a question mark. But we know how the Chiefs have been as far as stopping the run. I think everything is coming up Chiefs. It's a big number, but the Chiefs have actually covered the number outside of that Broncos game the last few weeks when they played the Steelers and the Texans before that. So give me the Chiefs. I'm going to lay the points. I think that they win by 10.
All right, Brandon.
Andy Reid off of a bye week. This is essentially 2 bye weeks. I love that for this team. Patrick Mahomes has never lost in the divisional round. I don't see anything slowing this down. Just something's missing from this Texans team that's keeping me from picking them. I'll take Kansas City.
Okay, TJ, you and Paul probably going to be different here. What are you taking?
I mean, I really want to be different than Paul, but I think that Paul got it right, so I'm gonna stay with him on this one.
Wow.
Paul, this is not me
what?
Throwing my pride out the window. This is me actually picking the Texans, because if I went first, I would have picked the Texans as well. Everybody talks about the matchup against the Texans and how favorable it is, like they're going to play the Chicago Bears in this divisional round. I think the Texans are really good. I think that it's a matchup that's not great for the Chiefs, especially with the pass rush that they have. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game, but I don't think it's going to be by more than 8.5.
I respect that.
That's
You're
shocking.
Playing your game. You're playing your game. I respect that.
That's shocking.
I'm stunned. You guys can lose it together.
That's just fine.
I don't need to make up two games. We got five. We're picking.
Okay. Well, let's pick the next one then. We're going to take it in order here. We're going to take Commanders and Lions, the other Saturday game, Saturday night. Lions, if you thought 8.5 points was a lot of points, how about 9.5? The Lions laying 9.5 against the Commanders. Oh, man. I think the Lions are a lot better than Washington. 9.5 points, though. I'll take a swing. I think the Lions will win, but, man, 9.5 points in this round. We know this round is typically good. It's typically close. I'll just take the 9.5 points for Washington just because it's too many. I do think Detroit wins the game, though, Brandon. Where are you at with it?
Yeah, I think Detroit's just got too much firepower. Last time we saw them out, Jahmyr Gibbs had 4 touchdowns. I just think there's going to be a little too much. I really like this Commanders team, but just not enough in a hostile Detroit environment.
It will be hostile, Tommy, but hostile enough to make a difference in the game.
Jared Goff in a dome with Dan Campbell. I really like Jaden Daniels. I have all year long, and you know what he and Dan Quinn have been able to do, especially late in games, and the way that they roll the dice. It's so much fun to watch. But I think Detroit has too much firepower. Give me the Lions. I'm going to lay the 9.5.
Paul, Detroit's getting some players back defensively, but is it enough to slow Jaden Daniels down enough to beat them by 10 points?
You guys don't understand what football magic is, do you? You guys don't understand that the Commanders have that. They've got that it factor. They've got Jaden Daniels. They've got belief. This is a young football team, and this is a football team that's really not bad. Not a bad football team. 9.5 points. That's almost 2 scores. I'm going to take the Commanders. I shouldn't, but I'm going.
2 scores.
Huh? Well, almost 2 scores. Two scores. But yeah. I'm going to take the Commanders.
All right. Commanders for me. Commanders for Paul. Lions for Tommy. Lions for Brandon. TJ, break the tie.
I think that in the playoffs you talk about taking teams out of their climate, moving them, like when the Dolphins came to the Chiefs. I don't think the Commanders are ready to play in that air-conditioned dome that they've got in Detroit. I think that they're going to run that offense up. I think that the Lions going to cover that number.
I'll have to look and see how many times they've played in a dome. I have no idea. I've not looked up that number if they struggle in a dome. All right. Let's go to the next one here then, and we've got the Rams and the Eagles. This is one of the games that we should get bad weather in, Brandon. Can the Rams go to a mess out of a dome and beat a team like the Eagles? 6 points is the line, by the way, we're picking that at.
Yeah, I think the Rams got fortunate of playing a team that absolutely stinks last week in the Minnesota Vikings that just did not show up. The Rams kind of got handed that game. I don't see Philly handing this game away. I think with Saquon and Jalen Hurts, they're going to be able to kind of run this one up and at least keep it. But they're going to put it in 2-score territory. Paul, it's more than 8 points. If you're new to the program, I'm going to take the Eagles that at least win by more than 6.
All right, so the Eagles there, just FYI, the Commanders played in a dome on September 29th. They scored 42 points. They played in a dome at New Orleans, only scored 20, and then at Dallas and scored 23. So for those keeping score. All right, 6 points, Tommy. Eagles, I know you don't like the Eagles, but the weather does favor them. Can they cover this number?
I think that they can. The Rams, I really, really like a lot. But I think it stops. I think that the year for McVay and Stafford and Williams and Nacua Cup, all of that, I think it stops in Philly just simply because of the way that the weather is panning out. And I think that Philly can ground and pound a lot better with Saquon and Jalen Hurts on the ground and all of that. That does favor Philadelphia. I think they move on to the NFC Championship round. I'm going to lay those points. I think Philly gets it done.
It's kind of interesting, TJ. We talk about Saquon, rightfully so. Kyren Williams is really good.
He is really good.
And the Rams are going to try to run the ball too. Are you giving them a shot with 6 points on the road in Philadelphia?
I don't. I think Saquon's going to have a huge game in this one, especially with the weather that you were talking about. It's really going to kind of come down to a running battle, and I think that the Eagles have the best running back that we've seen in years since Saquon Barkley. So I didn't think that the Rams were going to get past the Vikings, but as Brandon said, Vikings kind of stunk on Monday, so I'm going to take the Eagles to knock those Rams out.
Paul, I'm smelling an island if you want to take it here.
Yeah,
you've got McVay. You've got a Hall of Fame quarterback there in Matt Stafford.
There you go. Well, you know something? I'm kind of smelling the same thing. But the problem is that the circumstances with the Rams is that, you know, all the things that are going on in L.A., the first week I can see you're playing for your city, you're playing for your people. You've got a lot to play for, a lot of pride. People give somebody something to cheer about. But I'll tell you what, this has been a tough week. If you're in L.A., this has not been an easy week. And I'll tell you what, that's probably coming home. I think it's probably weighing heavy. I know this is a non-football deal when it comes to making a pick. But I'm looking at it, you know, they're only human. They've got to be caught up in all the things going on in L.A. to a certain extent. I'm going to go ahead and take the Eagles. I think the Eagles will win this game anyway, but you throw in the mess going on in L.A. and the inability to be able to concentrate on the task at hand. I think they're only human. I'm going to go ahead and take the Eagles for sociology reasons.
I had the Eagles go into the Super Bowl before the year. And, you know, I want that to be true, but I also don't like the Eagles on like a personal level. I don't think the Rams are getting quite enough credit here, honestly. Like, can they find a way to make Jalen Hurts have to beat them? They found a way to, you know, to defensively scheme up something. They got a lot of young players on defense, but they're playing a lot better on defense. And I do think it's Matt Stafford. Like, so here's what it'll be for me. Do you trust the coach and the quarterback for one team, or do you trust the coach and the quarterback for the other? And I think it's a clear coach quarterback advantage to the Rams. I'm going to take the 6 points. I'm going to take the 6 points because I do think they can run the ball if they need to. We got AJ Brown reading books on the sideline. The Eagles just can't feel like things are going good even when they're going good. So I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to take the island, and I'm going to take the 6 points. All right, let's go to Ravens-Bills here. Bills are 1-point home dogs. Tommy, I think you're up first on this one in certainly the game of the week in the divisional round.
I think it's got to be Baltimore in this game. I really do. And the bottom line, I mean, it's going to be a coin flip. So who's going to win the game, right, ultimately? And I know the game is in Buffalo, but there is more pressure on the shoulders of Lamar and that team and Derrick Henry. And, of course, like they've got to get it done, you know, this year, probably now. So I think the Bills will continue to get there and have those chances and opportunities. But I'm going to take Baltimore.
Paul, you agree? Which side are you on with this?
Well, you know, here's the thing. These are the Buffalo Bills. They've got the MVP, more than likely. This is a really good football team playing at home, getting points. I mean, come on. That doesn't happen very often. I'm going to take the Bills. This is almost a no-brainer. All you got to do is contain Lamar. You contain Lamar, you win this game. I'm going to take the Bills because I think they do contain Lamar.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bills, too. They're at home. I think the Ravens are as equipped to do this as they ever have been, but I think the exact same thing about the Bills. And they're at home, and weather will be a factor, and it's going to be a heavyweight haymaker fight. I think both defenses are good. Like, this is such a good matchup. It's a coin flip, and in a coin flip, I'm going to take the home dog. I'm going to take Buffalo. Brandon?
Yeah, Buffalo actually opened as the favorites in this, and it swung over to Baltimore. That's pretty notable. I think just everything has been building towards Baltimore, dating all the way back to last year's AFC Championship game where they were just not themselves against the Chiefs. They go out to add Derrick Henry. I just really, really like this Baltimore team, and I think they get it down the road.
If there was ever a move to identify a bad decision schematically, hit a big game, it was Derrick Henry going to Baltimore. John Harbaugh does not make that mistake again, does he, TJ? They're going to run the ball in this game.
They are going to run the ball. I really want to pick the Buffalo Bills, but Paul Savage is not going to let me do that. So I guess I'm going to pick the Ravens as well. Huge game from Derrick Henry. I love what their offense is doing, and I was going to pick them all along.
Did I get everybody on that game? Did I miss somebody? That's everybody on that one, right? All right, so we have one more to pick here, and let's do it. We got a couple minutes left. The national championship, Ohio State by 8 points. I can't stand Ohio State. I love Notre Dame. Everything in my brain says Ohio State's going to clean their clock, but I'm going to pick Notre Dame just because. I have no interest in wanting to be right about winning a pick on this show, and I would much rather see the Cinderella Fighting Irish get a win at the Buckeyes. Tommy?
How does national champion Will Howard sound to you? It sounds great to me.
It sounds good.
So I'm going to take Ohio State. They've got too much firepower for Notre Dame, and I love Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame, but I think Ohio State gets it done, and gets it done pretty easily.
I feel like Notre Dame has no chance in this game, but I'm picking them anyway. Paul, what are you doing?
I'm going to take Ohio State all because of the counter that Notre Dame runs. They're not going to have the same success that they had against Penn State running counter. Ohio State knows how to play counter. Penn State does not know how to play counter. I'm taking Ohio State because they will be able to, I think, overpower Notre Dame. I think they'll be more physical. I'm taking Ohio State.
Brandon, can you just give me this Notre Dame Island, you and TJ? Just let me have it so that if they win, I can brag and be so excited.
Paul took the words right out of my mouth. The way that Ohio State runs counter, I mean, how can you not pick
defends
the
counter. Defends counter.
Defends counter. The Buckeyes were my preseason pick. They were my pick whenever we started this bracket just a couple weeks ago. I'm riding the Buckeyes till the wheels fall off.
Come on, TJ. Give it to me. Let me have this one.
Paul picked Ohio State, man. I got to do it, and I really don't want to pick him because in no way, shape, or form is Notre Dame ever a Cinderella. What is that about? But they are on Monday night.
We're building storylines here. That's what we do.
Give me the Fighting Irish. Hating on their offensive line.
You got to do it, man. I mean, you got no choice.
Rudy.
You
got to
do it.
Rudy. Cinderella. Cinderella. Nobody gave Rudy a chance. Here we go. Ohio State's way better than Notre Dame, but we'll see. We'll see if they can get him. We'll see if the Ryan Day rumors are true and he doesn't know what he's doing, and maybe that'll help Notre Dame out a little bit. All right, that's it. That's our picks this week. We're whittling them down. We'll have movement in the standings. My wallet's been suffering a little bit these last couple of weeks, so we're going to need to get that back on track as well.
We need Brandon, to sell TJ, more tea. That's what we need. Let's sell some more tea.
That's right. I need more money to bet. You guys take a nap. Paul will stick around for one more segment of Sports Daily.
What are we talking about coming back?
We're going to talk about this.
College football, the championship game.
We'll hit that a little bit, and we'll hit this this coaching cycle. We'll get to Rick's point that he made because I think it brings up an interesting point in these coaching cycles of the quarterbacks need an offensive head coach. There's a lot of examples of that not necessarily being the case. There's, of course, a lot of examples of it being the case. So we'll get into all of those. We'll cram it all into our Flash Full segment here of Sports Daily. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being supporters of the program. Give them a call. Check out all the great facilities. Now's a great time to join. Who knows? When the weather's cold, you might be able to negotiate something in there. So give them a call. Ask them about all the memberships. We're coming right back on Sports Daily.
And 1240 KFH.
Mark Patrick Seminars is coming to Wichita Sunday, January 26th for one day only. Here we talk about how hypnosis works to help people lose weight or stop smoking.
We all have an image of ourselves, and that image, if we